I will now hand over to Robin for 5 more stories from this week's Evening News.
There are always many crime stories in the Evening News, but this week they seemed exceptionally dominant. Castle Gardens was highlighted as an antisocial behaviour hotspot. A luxury-loving Norwich drug dealer has been jailed, and there has been a rise in Norwich moped and motorbike thefts. However, there was good news about the public response to an anti-knife crime initiative. Elaine will start off with the criminal stories.
One of the city's gems has become a hotspot for crime. Castle Gardens has been ranked as the Norwich's most prolific park for antisocial behaviour, according to Crime Rate. Data drawn from Crime Rate, a website that collects police data, social media signals, and its own Freedom of Information requests to map out crime across the country, shows the latest number of incidents across Norwich's parks in the 12 months up to January 2026. Of the 385 incidents recorded for Castle Gardens, 112 were for violence and sexual offences, while 54 were for antisocial behaviour. Elsewhere across the city, Wensum Park came in second with 213 incidents, while Chapelfield Gardens ranked third at 141. Police say they are targeting antisocial behaviour across city hotspots as part of their Op Focus scheme, which includes Castle Gardens.
A luxury lifestyle-loving drug dealer has been jailed after the chance discovery of kilos of drugs, £101,000 in cash and 4 handguns. Daniel Brown, aged 36, had a passion for flash Rolex watches, designer clothes and business class travel, but is now facing a lengthy spell behind bars. It follows a routine maintenance inspection at a rented flat in Norwich city centre. Letting agents tipped off police, who uncovered 3 kilos of cannabis in sealed bags hidden under a bed and 4 handguns still boxed in a wardrobe. Brown pleaded guilty to possession with intent to supply cocaine and cannabis, together with 4 money laundering offences. Jailing him for a total of 9 years, recorder John Brooks Smith said, "It is clear you were running a significant cocaine and cannabis supply operation."
A warning has been issued amid a rise in moped and motorbike thefts in Norwich. Officers say there has been an increase in reports, with many of the vehicles taken from the driveways of the owners. Police have advised locals to up the security on their motorbikes and mopeds. You can make your bike less appealing to thieves by layering your security by using a disc lock or a heavy-duty chain, a spokeswoman for the force said. Thieves often steal a bike by breaking the steering lock and wheeling it away. They also advised covering motorbikes and mopeds as well as fitting an alarm system. A similar warning had been issued by the constabulary in October. The force has advised anyone looking for advice on how to secure their moped or motorbike to visit its website.
The mother of a teenager who was stabbed to death 4 years ago has branded the public's response to her anti-knife crime initiative as amazing. Emma Dix and her husband Phil were left devastated following the murder of their 18-year-old son Joe in Mile Cross in January 2022. Earlier this year, on what was the 4th anniversary of Joe's death, the selfless couple unveiled Norfolk's first knife surrender bin. Since it was installed in the grounds of St Catherine's Church, not far from when Joe was fatally stabbed in Vale Green, more than 160 knives were put in there. Emma said they emptied the bin after 40 days to find a total of 164 knives and other sharp items had been deposited. The bin initiative is part of a drive by the Joe Dix Foundation, launched by the couple following their son's murder, to help tackle knife crime in the area. The foundation has another two bins, one donated by the Kent and Medway Violence Reduction Unit, ready to put in locations where they might be needed, and would like suggestions from members of the public about where they could be put. That ends part one of Chatterbox this week. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features. But for now, it's goodbye from Elaine Smith and myself, Robin Quine. Goodbye!